Okay, I was going to make this comment a while back, but the Milwaukee Bucks basketball team.
Yes.
Now, have they been bad for a long time?
Well, they've been mediocre for a long time.
Okay, mediocre.
This year, they are excruciatingly bad because of just a string of bad luck, injuries.
Okay.
And now they've decided that the season is gone anyway, so they're going to play their young players and get them ready for the next couple of years.
I think they're bad without the bad luck.
Oh, your comment is why I bring this up.
I think many Buck fans say that. I think at the beginning of the year, if everybody would have been healthy, they signed some veterans to fill out the roster, I think they would have been competitive.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have been great.
Competitively mediocre.
They would have been mediocre, at least mediocre again.
Okay, here's the reason I bring this up, because of your comment, Chris, of your comment. I've been going back trying to read online old articles and so forth of the Milwaukee Bucks, trying to get a feel for the team and how they've been and what they're doing and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And every headline that I could find up until this point has been almost as if the sports writer was like, got to write about these guys again.
Well, the Milwaukee Bucks have never been a statewide team like the Packers or the Brewers or the Badgers.
Right.
They have been basically a Milwaukee team. They have fans elsewhere in the state, but
People would jump on the bandwagon if there was a bandwagon to jump on. and they're just, I mean,
it's not even a...
They made the playoffs last
year. Not even a rickshaw.
Year, and they got the privilege of playing the Miami Heat in the first round.
and got smoked very quickly.
And I mean, that'd
really
be like the Heat playing, you know, the Sisters of the Dumb, Deaf, and Blind. I mean, it's just, you know...
And now playing the junior varsity team of local high school.
They have decided this year there's a very deep college draft coming out. There's going to be a lot of good college players coming out.
Okay.
They have about three or four young, good players that they can build around. They can get another one in the draft this year, and they expect...
That's a rebuilding season.
Well, basically, they're letting their young players learn on the job, and they're getting hammered on most nights.
All right. It was very interesting looking back at headlines and reading the articles, because the writing and the opinion was, yep, they suck. They always have.
They haven't always sucked.
Well, I'm just saying that's the attitude of the writers that I saw. I can't remember the headline that got me started doing the research, but it was such a negative.
They won an NBA championship once.
When?
When you were a child, they won an NBA championship.
In the 70s, early 70s, when they had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Oscar Robertson.
All right. Well, you know, okay.
1972, they won the NBA title.
But that's the other problem. Players don't want to play in Milwaukee.
Top level players.
You know, you look at what would be a cool NBA city to be in.
Okay.
There's only a handful of cities that they really want to play in. Miami, New York, LA. Yeah.
Okay, I understand that.
Some would even tolerate playing for the Clippers to actually be in Los Angeles.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and to be mentioned by Jay Leno and his, you know, bad jokes for the Lakers and so. All right, so I got it, but there was also a forgive me, I don't remember what sport it was. But it was an individual that was coming up and had originally thought to go to a school, Kentucky, I believe, or something. There was a staff change, and he changed and is coming up to be a Badger.
This is football, and this was a wide receiver from Florida.
All right, thank you, yeah.
And he was going to Louisville, and the Louisville coach took over the Texas job, and when coaches change, sometimes recruits decide to go other places. And, we landed him at Wisconsin, and from what I understand, he's pretty good. And the Badgers have needed some decent wide receivers. Well, he's from Florida.
What school?
He's from a high school in Fort Lauderdale, I think.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
The high school I went to has produced numerous...
Lots of speed in Florida, and that's what the Badgers needed.
Well, they're used to running from the cops.
Now, stop it.
Oh.
What?
We don't need those kind of guys. They go to Miami.
Florida State.
At Florida State.
All right. I think Shaun White... Let's talk about the Winter Olympics for a minute.
Yeah.
We talked about this briefly yesterday. I think Shaun White has made a very wise decision. Apparently, after he messed up his wrist on a jump on the
slope style course,
yeah, he landed rough, jammed his wrist. He made the decision, you know what, I'm trying to do two things at one time. Doggone it, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and people like me, but...
No.
But...
Maybe two of those, not the last one.
But the problem is he could possibly get hurt, and then he's got no chance at anything. And if it's a serious injury, he's done altogether.
Slopestyle is a new event into the Olympics this year, and some of
Bob Costas's jackass style, I would think.
And some of the competitors in that form of snowboarding say that Shaun White is a doofus, and the only reason he's pulling out is that he knows he can't win. So that is one of the reasons they're giving. White says he wants to concentrate on winning a third gold medal in the halfpipe, which is his signature event.
He can't win today. That's why he's pulling. That sounds like sour grapes.
They don't like Shaun White.
Well, who
cares?
Because
he makes a lot of money on endorsements. He doesn't hang out with the other guys the snowboarding team. He goes and does his own thing. Doesn't train with them. They don't like that.
So what?
They don't like that.
Well, get over it. Just get over it. Don't be so petty.
Snowboarders, freestyle, maybe he doesn't.
Although I don't know, man. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that is, he refuses the herbs and spices. You know what I'm saying? He looks at me like somebody is like, half
you
pipe.
You do know that.
Move on to the real half pipe.
You do know the Olympics have the most stringent drug testing of any sporting event in the world ever.
They test it and go, this is the good stuff.
They don't. These guys are not blowing doobies during the competition. You remember what happened to Michael Phelps in the off season of the Olympics?
Yeah.
He got busted and he got suspended for 2 years? From competition?
Yes.
They don't mess around.
Okay. All right.
Because you don't want to put 4 years of work in and then lose it because you, got a contact high at some party the night before the competition started.
Hey, but Tom's probably right. I'm going to give you that one. You're probably right. Doggone it. That's twice this morning that I've had to admit that Tom is right. You were right about the weather. I asked Justin Lowe, Newsline 9, about, you said couple more weeks we'd warm up a little bit. You were right about that. And sadly, you're probably right about the drug issue at the Olympics.
Emphasize that all of this is in non-political, non-policy areas.
True. It's the gimme. It's the fringe of life. It's like the gravy on the mashed potatoes. It's not even the side dish of real life.
By the way, you were talking about the illegal herb. There is a great article in Sports Illustrated this week on the medicinal marijuana issue and the NFL considering allowing marijuana use for medicinal purposes. Wait a minute. A lot of information that I didn't even know, and I know that you don't know. So I'm going to print it out and give it to you so that you can check it out.
It's going to be like East L.A. Everyone's going to suddenly have a back problem professional football.
Amen. You've got glaucoma.
It's going on.
Oh, is that why you can't catch a pass? You can't see the ball coming at you.
It's going on now, and they're doing it in a way that I didn't even know existed. You're not carrying around a baggie of actual marijuana. They're doing it in a different way, and they can carry it on a plane, and it looks like skin lotion. And I'll let you know about it. It's kind of weird, but it's coming.
Sir, why are you constantly rubbing lotion on?
No, you don't rub it on your skin. You carry it around in a bottle like that. But
I got a concussion, man.
If you get a chance to check out this week's Sports Illustrated, the issues in there, the articles in there, it's pretty interesting.
Isn't this the swimsuit issue?
This is not the swimsuit issue. This is the Super Bowl issue. The Broncos and who won the Super Bowl? The Broncos
Seahawks.
And the Seahawks.
This is horrific.
On the cover.
You've been rubbing weed lotion on for way too long. You killed brain cells.
We're talking about stoner sports. This is terrible.
We're talking about pain management.
No. Why don't we let them toke up for Major League Baseball? We have 200 strikeouts in a season.
We're talking about pain management in a sport that inflicts a lot of pain.
Baseball is too slow as it is. Can you imagine if you allowed them to toke up before they took the field? They'd be standing around going, dude,
In baseball they go the other direction. They take greenies. They take uppers, and that's one of the major problems. Since uppers have been banned, a lot of people are saying that's why the stats in the game are down so much. It's because they don't allow the players to take their uppers before games.
If you had your choice, it'd be everybody could do anything they want before they went on any sporting event and anything.
Well, you take some libertarian positions on things. I would think you would approve of that.
No. No, I have no desire to get into that. If you're going to play a sport, play it naturally. Show your real physical attributes, not the enhanced ones. And that includes weed and
does that include LASIK surgery and Tommy John surgery on your elbow? And because those are all
enhancements. Sure, that's exactly the
same. They're enhancements, aren't they?
That's exactly the same, Tom. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. You've been destroying way too many brain cells, brother.
Well, the Olympics start on Friday, as you know, and Russia is implementing the most intensive security in Olympic history. During the game, the government will monitor every email. They will monitor every social media message, and they will listen in on every phone call. In fact, people are now comparing Russia to the United States. That's how bad. Well, you know, it's great. The games haven't even started yet, and already there are people complaining about the horrible accommodations at the Sochi Olympic Village. Toilets don't flush. The faucets spew discolored water. They say it's like being on a Royal Caribbean cruise. It's all awful.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vayner Show at 9 on WSAU.